Hello, my friend. This is Clyde, setting the records straight. I'm jumping into the deep end right now. Let us discuss the resurrection of the Church of Jesus Christ that is going to happen. Listen to me carefully. Jesus said it very clearly, and it is written all over the scripture that something ginormous is going to happen. I am talking about the time when every child of God will ascend to heaven to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17. It is going to happen, my friend, and I will be an exciting participant, guaranteed. But let us explore it, because I know that some of us don't believe that that is going to happen. But today I'm going to make a believer in you. When we're finished this talk, you are going to be so convinced that you are going to sign up to be a part of the great number of people who will be going up yonder to be with the Lord. Now, there are some people who totally deny that it will ever happen and that there never was and never will be the resurrection of the dead. If there is not going to be any resurrection of the dead, how do you explain the argument that Jesus was resurrected after 3 days? Who was so brilliant to have made up that story? And that made up story is so compelling that 2,000 years later, there are people who not only buy into that made up story, but they are looking forward to the day when they will rise from graves and go up to heaven. That is your contention, right? Well, come with me. First of all, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to leave earth to go back to heaven, but that he is coming back for them and everyone who will believe the gospel of Jesus, and they are all going to go to heaven to live with him forever. John 14 verse 1 to 6. After that, Jesus died a brutal death. Yes, it was so brutal that parts of his inside body were exposed, nails driven in his hands, some experts say his wrists, and one giant nail was driven in his crossed feet. That's how he was held on the upright cross from 9 in the morning until he died 6 hours later. Then he was unceremoniously and hurriedly buried in a borrowed tomb that evening. By the way, why a borrowed tomb? Maybe the guys who buried him, they expected that he was not going to be there for long. I don't know. But the Bible says that the grave was not his. It was a borrowed tomb. Now let me pause here. Jesus described that series of events in this manner. He told a Jewish crowd one day, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." That was the most ridiculous thing that he could have said to them, because they reminded him that it took 46 years to build this great second temple, and you are going to raise it up after you destroy it in 3 days. But you have to hear this. But the temple he had spoken of was his body. John 2 and verse 21. 10 chapters later, he said it another way. "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. So let us go back to our main argument. Paul said, "For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." 1 Corinthians 15, 16 and 17. The truth is, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus came back from the grave. Jesus did not stay dead beyond 3 days. On the first day of the week, he was resurrected. The gospel of Jesus Christ centers around the death and resurrection of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus Christ demands that you believe on Jesus. Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Believe that Jesus can save you from the final place of death called hell. That is the gospel. If you are going to give your life to Jesus, then you have to accept the truth, the unadulterated, incontestable truth that Jesus rose from the dead. No ifs, buts, maybes. It is the truth. And it is by believing that truth that you will be born again. You have heard it. I have said it. There was no resurrection of Jesus. That's what the skeptics claim. Some people sincerely believe that Jesus was never crucified, but that God just took him up to heaven one day. Then there are some people who said that when he was crucified, that he really did not die, but he was taken off the cross alive and he recovered the brutal experience and later went to some other foreign country to continue preaching until he died naturally. Jesus said it would happen in 3 days, and it did. The greatest miracle happened to Jesus. He rose from the dead. And catch this, he will never die again. I say never because he came back from the dead in an immortal body, a non-perishable body. Jesus rose from the dead victorious over death and the grave, and he did go back to heaven, and he is coming back forever. Every single believer, for every single person who accepts him as their Savior and as their Lord, and they too, whether on that day they are dead or alive, will all receive an immortal body. And once again, I say to you without fear of contradiction, we are all going to heaven. Everybody who was ever a born again believer, dead or alive, will be going back to heaven 100% alive and will live forever. What about you? Will you be among that group of persons? Stop believing all that nonsense that Jesus was never resurrected. That is a story that Satan cooked up and has pushed it among gullible persons for centuries. But my friend, I am here to tell you it is not true. I am here today to set the records straight. Jesus died, rose again, and he wants to do business with you. Today, I am inviting you to abandon the lies about Jesus and do the wise thing. If Jesus did die and rose from the dead, as I have shared with you, then you have no choice but to believe on him. Invite the resurrected Jesus into your heart, and one of these days you will be among the great company of persons who will rise from the dead or rise up from their earthly life and go back with Jesus to live with him forever. My friend, do not put it off any longer. Today is the best day to make that move.